این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The Holy Quran. This is a heavenly book, which is the apparent and written form of the aggregate of names, attributes, signs, and expressions, and whose unseen stations our hand falls short of reaching, except the sacred being embodying one who is the being addressed, none knows its secret. Through the blessings of the sacred essence and by his teaching, the pure noble saints have comprehended the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, you're listening to this episode of Spring of the Truth from iRib English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to read some of the valuable speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi and explain about the interpretations. We hope that in that way, we as lovers of this great character would come to a deeper understanding of Imam Khomeini's thoughts and ideologies. One of the sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about the religion of Islam is, Islam has come to train mankind. The issue in the program of Islam is man and his training. Well, in this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is referring to the purpose of Islam, and that purpose is training. In fact, the purpose of Islam is to make human beings aware of their duties and responsibilities in front of God. The method used in most of our religious texts and instructions is inductive, in the way that people are supposed to derive the general principles of life by using logic, reason, and facts. Such type of training encompasses so many topics that following them leads to a real and perfect manifestation of Muslim life. The sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is also supported by this verse from the Holy Book of Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. Even as we sent you an apostle from among yourselves who recites to you our signs and purifies you and teaches you the book and wisdom and teaches you what you don't know. The 151st verse of Surah Al-Baqarah.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi
salli ala
You can see that, as mentioned in this verse, the Prophet is sent to teach human beings and make them ponder about their existence, and it is in that way that a man starts to see himself as a small creature in front of Allah's majesty and decides to change his manners and conducts to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh sees training as one of the main purposes of Islam, and he trained lots of faithful soldiers of Islam with his ideology and was a great leader for them through the great Islamic revolution. If you listen to what merchants of the obligatory war said about the purpose of their participation in the war, you can see that most of them confess that they are following and highly influenced by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and his command for them to participate in the war. And this shows how proficient he was in training those soldiers of Islam.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.